This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has taken his first steps to reverse the Trump administration's health care policies. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office on Thursday, Biden said he signed two executive orders to undo the damage that Trump has done to health care.
There's nothing new that we're doing here other than restoring the Affordable Care Act and restoring the Medicaid to the way it was before Trump became president.
The directives cover a range of issues, including getting more Americans covered under health insurance and removing work requirements for low-income people getting Medicaid. The most concrete short-term impact will come from reopening healthcare.gov insurance markets, as coverage has shrunk amid economic turmoil due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden is also directing health officials to weigh repealing a Trump rule that barred federally funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions. A coronavirus variant found in South Africa has made it to the United States. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
There are now two apparently unconnected cases in South Carolina in two adults with no recent travel history. While viruses constantly mutate, scientists are mainly worried right now about three variants that may spread more easily. The one from South Africa, plus others first reported in the United Kingdom and Brazil that have already been found in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci said yesterday it appears the existing COVID-19 vaccines are not as effective against the South African variant, but
it still is well within the cushion of protection.
And the government will work with vaccine makers on what Fauci calls boosts to address the variants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A Russian court on Thursday rejected opposition leader Alexei Navalny's appeal against his arrest. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Thursday, a court ordered that Navalny remain behind bars, rejecting the appeal against his detention. More mass protests by his supporters may hit this weekend, demanding his release. Truth is on our side, he's telling the court via video link. We are the majority, and we won't allow a bunch of villains to impose their rules on our country. Polls suggest Putin dwarfs Navalny in popularity. Navalny was originally arrested on alleged parole violations when he returned to Russia after recovering from the poisoning attempt on his life, and has faced many legal cases against him, including embezzlement, which he says are trumped-up charges to silence him.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The World Health Organization team in Wuhan, China, to investigate the origins of COVID-19 has finished its obligatory quarantine to start a fact-finding mission, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The researchers emerged from their hotel to board a bus taking them to another hotel. There's a lot of political tension surrounding the WHO mission as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in its early response to the outbreak. Many are waiting to see who China will allow them to talk to and where they will be allowed to go. Among the places they might visit are the Huanan Seafood Market, which was linked to many of the first cases, as well as research institutes and hospitals that treated patients at the height of the outbreak. I'm Karen Chamas.
The government's latest figures show the grip of the coronavirus pandemic squeezed the U.S. economy into contraction last year. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
It was the worst economic freeze since 1946, the end of World War II. The Commerce Department estimates the nation's gross domestic product shrank by 3.5% in a year that saw drastic swings with the arrival of COVID-19. Virus lockdowns threw the economy into a record-shattering annual plunge of 33.4% in the second quarter, only to be followed by a record third-quarter surge of the same size. But that rebound was not sustained, as growth slowed sharply from October through December to a 4% annual rate. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Lebanese security forces fired volleys of tear gas at rock-throwing youth in the northern city of Tripoli on Thursday, amid outrage over the death of a 30-year-old protester after violent confrontations with security forces the previous day. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.